Welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. So tonight's Ask Joker topic is going to be an advice ask I got from a woman. And I don't have many women here, only about 3,000 or so that watch my channel, at least according to the Google YouTube analytics. So I'm going to read this. I did take out just a few paragraphs because it was a little bit long. And I left a lot of it in there. It's still going to be a long read, but I think it's interesting because it's a woman that's made a mistake and she understands it, but she doesn't know how to get out of it. So I think I can not only help some women, but I think this is good for men to hear as well, because it will probably strike home with a lot of you guys. She writes, I'm a woman and thank you for your great channel. And thank you for always being respectful, even when describing terrible things women do. In my case, it was when she was good, she was very, very good. But when she was bad, she was evil. My friends always joked that I was like a 50s housewife. I like to cook, and I'm a good cook. And I clean, and just to make my partner's life easier where I could. Head, yes, because that's like flowers for men. And why should I not make him feel good? I'm extremely average looking, just very tall, and guys don't like tall. I'll stop you there because, you know, I mean, I'm 5'7", and probably the tallest woman I think I've ever dated is like 5'11". It was when I was 23 or 24. She did like modeling in magazines for clothing and different things like that. Not for like a big fashion magazine, but it was for a local retailer. So she was pretty, but she wasn't like national model pretty. But she was tall. And she had no problems dating me at 5'7", and I had no problems dating her at like 5'11", or whatever she was. And she'd even wear heels when we went out. So she was walking around at 6'2", maybe 6'3". And me at 5'7", boy, did we get some looks, because I'm sure they looked, at the time I had hair and I was probably a little bit more athletic, but still, you're going to look and say, what's up with that dude? Because he's got like this model looking tall girl on his arm. It was definitely a trophy moment for me, but guys don't mind tall guys. A lot of guys don't care about tall. It's usually they just don't want to talk to women that are tall, because the women usually, or 99% of the time, will say, "Oh, he's too short for me." So it's really, guys don't like tall women only because tall women usually don't like short men. I don't know many guys that would say, man, she's a tall, cool drink of water, but I wouldn't go out with her because she's tall. Guys just don't say that. She says, and then I effed up monumentally. I have to explain that I don't remember the event when it happened. He had to tell me about it later. I have a very low tolerance for drinking, and while this is no excuse, I can't say why I said it or the context, only that I have never openly disrespected an ex-partner, so it was incredibly stupid and out of character. So the comment I made with hand gestures and being angry, according to my ex-partner who I hurt, so I guess she had to get this related back to her because she had a few drinks and couldn't remember what she had done. While talking to a few girlfriends, I apparently said that I wasn't with him, and then I made the small gestures with my fingers. So if you're telling your female friends you're not with him because of his package, and then you make the small gesture, which basically kind of correlates as, oh, I'm not with him because of that, because, you know, and then you say he's small. That will cut to the core. That will sweep the legs out from underneath any man. That's one thing you can never recover from. You know, if a guy says something mean to a girl, like you're unattractive or you're ugly, woman can, if she saves up money, she can go out and have her face redone. You know, there's rhinoplasty, and you can change your nose, and you can, change your, there's a lot you can change. I mean, you see surgery all the time. I'm not a pro at it, but I certainly know that I've seen before and after photos, and they can do some pretty amazing things. Yeah, it costs 10 or 20 grand, but that's something you can change. If someone says, you know, you got a little bit extra weight and you should probably take it off and I'm not attracted to big girls, well, you can go to the gym and exercise and have a healthy diet and better yourself. But as a guy, the one thing that I think will will really, there's really no recovery from is basic. It's not necessarily that even if a guy thinks that you think he's small, but you're with him and you say, oh, I don't mind, like, I really don't care. I think that's not a problem for guys. They may still be a little insecure about it, but if you're with them and you say, look, you make me happy and everything's great and everything's fine and I have no problems there, then he's not going to care. But when you're telling other people that, man, there's just nothing worse. That just saps the strength and the confidence and it just makes a guy feel shamed, and that's really hard. So I can understand why he was really upset. But unfortunately, there's nothing a guy can do to fix that, you see. That's not something that a guy can't go work out and all of a sudden make that better. You just got what you got. And women, that's something that women can't understand because it's just not a thing. Because even if you have, smaller chest or whatever, he can get surgery for that. So she continues on, I regret that with every cell in my body. He only told me this a few years later, and I had no idea I had hurt him and disrespected him like that. So obviously it hurt his feelings, but if you guys were, I don't know, are you together after a few years? It kind of sounds like it. So if he stuck around, maybe, I don't know, maybe that bothered him, but maybe it's one of those only things that pops up every once in a while when you upset him. I always had a strong crush on him, and he never wanted to take it further. And then a few later, he messaged me, and we started hanging out. So I don't know if that was after or before whatever happened. I am in love with him, she says. And he told me what I did a year into us seeing each other again. I was devastated, and he explained he had been too, how it had destroyed his ego and how he saw himself. And no matter what I said to show how desperately sorry I was, he could never forgive me. I thought about trying extra hard, spoiling him whenever I could, and constantly trying to look into women's nature and why we do things, I could fix it. He said I would never be important to him and would never be more than a benefit to him. So like a friends with benefit, I guess. Well, here's the thing. So it happened. And that one's like the biggest blow you can do to a guy's ego. I mean, that will really knock a guy out. But he has two choices. And I say this to anyone that has hard choices to make in life. He either needs to A, forgive you and understand that you didn't mean it and you continue to be a good woman to him, and he forgives you and leave it off the table and it's done and it's done. Or he can't forgive you and he needs to not date you anymore and you need to not date him anymore and it's over. The same thing happens a lot of times when one person in that relationship, steps out on the other one and goes behind their back and cheats. And when that happens, again, it's either you have to forgive it and move on, or you need to end it and move on. There is no hanging and holding it over someone else's head the whole time, because then, both people are miserable in that case. It just doesn't work out. So I'd say, you guys got to square that away, and you either need to understand he's not going to forgive you and move on, or understand he's just going to, he's never going to step up and care for you anymore because you hurt him like that. So she says, why am I telling you this? Firstly, you need to give women advice on what things would hit a nerve in men. All right, well, I'll put it to you this way. Firstly, I don't need to do anything. And I would say this may be one issue you have, is that the words you choose, you have to choose carefully when you interact with other people. Can you imagine if I said, firstly, you need to go put on some makeup before we go out and get in the car and go to the restaurant? Or firstly, you need to change clothes because I don't like what you're wearing. That's a command. Don't ever use the words you need to. That's way too strong in any conversation. Might I suggest you change that to, instead of firstly, you need to give women advice on things that would hit a nerve in men, how about firstly, could you please give women advice on what things would hit a nerve in men? You'll get a lot more response. The old saying is you'll catch more flies with sugar or honey than you will vinegar. So she says, I need to give women advice on what things would hit a nerve in men. So here's what hits nerves in men. If you emasculate them, if you insult them. Now, it depends on what it is and who the guy is that you're dealing with. Now, if you came up to me and called me a short, bald, irritating little man, I'd probably laugh at you. Number one, because I can't control anything about my height, so you can't insult me with that. And again, 5'7" is not that short, but still, you can't insult me with that. Number two, calling me bald is not an insult because I can't do anything about that either. But if you were to say that to another guy that is not in a good place, that isn't confident, that isn't in a good headspace, that might devastate him. So you can't really say what will hit a nerve in men. It just depends on the men. Just like if I said something to another person, you know, we don't know what those little insecurities are that somebody's going to have, and you need to know the person. So I guess it would really depend on who the person is. But I'll tell you now, insulting his manhood, insulting his earning potential, insulting his basically anything that has to do with masculinity. You know, if a guy is kind of scrawny and needs to hit the gym, and you tell him, you just call him a scrawny little weasel, that may bother guys, because again, it calls into it calls their manliness into effect, or it calls them out on that, which could make them very insecure. It's the same thing as, again, if women are insulted by their body or their physicality, something like that. She continues on. Everyone knows the joke about how a man's trouser snake size goes down after he was dumped by the woman. And that's a joke that's in movies and everywhere. Maybe that's a cultural thing. I've never heard that a guy's size go down after he's dumped a woman. I know guys are affected if they go out into cold water. Cold water will do it to you. But I've never heard it about anything like that when he's dumped a woman. So I'm not sure about that one. That may be a cultural thing, though. Sounds like a Latin American thing, actually. So she continues on. Let's see. So I never considered how disrespectful and hurtful it could be to attack a guy. We need to have this drilled in. In general, I'm very respectful of partners. I know women only have words that can hurt, and we can be lethal. But it was not true, and he did not deserve it. There could be only so many things we're not aware of, things we assume men would brush off as part of society, jokes and digs. So that knowledge needs to be spread. Secondly, how do women apologize to men properly? Look, I would say that if you are showering him with kindness and gifts and cooking for him and spending time with him, and as you said, you know, a woman giving, or a woman getting flowers is like a guy getting head. I can say that's a pretty good gift. I mean, if you're doing those things and you're trying to tell him that you want to be forgiven, I think you've done your part. So he either needs to forgive you or he needs to move on. And that's up to him as a person. I can't tell you, you know, what's going to fix that. But women, again, it's how do women apologize to men properly? You apologize. You say, you know what? I messed up. I screwed up. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean it that way. And I meant no offense, or I meant no insult. And if you, again, don't make the same mistake twice, and you're kind to him, and you've moved on, he needs to move on. And if he cannot, then it's on him at that point. And now, don't get me wrong. Like if a woman did something to me, and nothing she could do will make it up to me or fully apologize, then I won't be with her anymore. I mean, I just will stop dating her. That's all there is to it. But I'm not going to continue to drag things on and hold it over her head as the sword of Damocles. That's not fair. So she says, I can't make him see it's not true. I can't make him feel I'm truly sorry. I thought my behavior would help. He never makes demands or expect him to do anything. I just want to spoil him. But then after a few years, I've started to be resentful. How can he think that I'm that awful a person? Well, you kind of insulted him to all your friends. That's a good way to kind of get that started. How can one action define a person? How can one action define a person? I'll tell you, if you lie to me about something big, you have defined yourself. If you cheated on me, even only once, you have defined yourself to me. if you basically go to all your friends like you did and tell him that his manhood is small, and perhaps that may lead them to believe not adequate, that one action can define a person. It doesn't define you as a whole, but it defines the relationship you have. It defines how you two continue on. Now, if a woman, say, I don't know, lied to me or something like that, and I said, I can't accept that, and we broke off, well, it doesn't define who she is if she doesn't repeat it. But it has defined our relationship. So it's not, you're not being defined by yourself as a person, by society. You're being defined by what you did to him. And that's how he's defining you now, as someone that could hurt him. So he'll either forgive you or not. You can't undo that. So she says, but I have no right to be resentful. He felt destroyed. So how can I possibly tell him what he should feel and how he should forgive? I can't. So I must be using the wrong words or language. I know it's too late to help us. He went red pill after my heinous act, and I'm glad he did, because showing me women's nature and red pill certainly helped me to be aware of my actions. But how do men and women reach that understanding of true remorse and knowing that sometimes it's just pure stupidity and not genuine malice that makes women do things? You know, a lot of women do things, and a lot of people, let me just say, it's not just women that do things. A lot of people do things that they regret. I've had past relationships where I've done things that I regretted, and we broke up because of it. Does that define me as a person? No. Does it mean that they don't understand the true me? I don't know, maybe, but they understand what I did to them, and sometimes it's too much to handle, and there's no coming back from that. So again, this is a situation where it's like, if he doesn't accept what you've tried to do to make it better, you have no choice but to move on, or you have no choice but to put up with it. So that's all there is to it. You can't make him change his mind. You know, it is what it is at this point in time. So if you want it to stop, then you need to end your relationship with him. She finishes here. And thirdly, men must stop sleeping around and take a tiny bit of responsibility for the decline of women. All right, see, we'll go again back to your wording. Men must stop. Men must not stop doing anything. You can't tell men what to do. You can't tell men must stop doing this. Men must not do that. That's not how we don't take commands well. I will say, if you said men should stop sleeping around or whatever, yes. We can talk about it then, but your tone of command does not go well as far as getting people to work with you. But that aside, again, that's just a little lesson for you if you want to have better interactions with people, is to choose your words a little more responsibly. So, but guys should stop sleeping around and take a tiny bit of responsibility for the decline of women. I disagree. And here's why I disagree. Women are the key holders to the bedroom. Men are the key holders to relationships. At least that's how it's traditionally been. Guys will take advantage of that opportunity. And if a guy has the opportunity to bed a woman, he will take it. Period. That's just in their nature. That's part of testosterone and being a guy and being manly. And that's just how guys are. Just like, you know, would a woman take $1 million if she could? Of course she would. Why wouldn't she? Everybody likes $1 million. Well, that's how the way you need to think of men sleeping with a woman. Of course he's going to take advantage if he's allowed to, because that's what men do, and that's in their DNA. It's in their genes. It's in their code. You can't change that. So the way for men to not do that anymore is for women to make the guy date them first, to care for them, to respect them. And then if a woman does that, and then he has to earn the ability to be with a woman, then he will respect her more, because he understands this is a gift she doesn't give everyone easily and freely. So the problem is, though, that if women give this gift out readily and freely to everyone, and then all of a sudden say, hey, you need to respect me. And no, it doesn't work like that. It's too late. The cat's already out of the bag at that point. She continues on, and women must learn and women must learn they can't be men and sleep around as it destroys us emotionally. Very true. Women have a finite number of partners they can have before they emotionally kind of burn out on that. And this is not just talk. There's scientific proof showing that the more partners that some woman has, the less likely she is to care for and bond to one individual person. She says, this is for average women, not super hot, who will always get lots of attention. Women absolutely must take responsibility for their emotions. It's incredibly hard as our brains and hormones literally trick us. We bond with men that we sleep with. So what I mean is, I know men have a bedroom drive we will never understand. And we have emotions that men will never understand. But when men sleep with a woman for a period of time, she will develop feelings for him. And the longer it goes on, the more she is attached. That if that's how you are, then that's good. That means that you have not fried out the receptor for caring for somebody that you are close with. But a lot of people that is happening to, and that is a big problem. Let me read through this here. Guys need to understand that women bond to men as they sleep with them, but men don't need to understand that. Men don't need to know that because men don't care. Again, now I'm not saying that that's unfair, but here's the thing. This is why you have to have a conversation about what is going to happen in this relationship before it gets started. So in other words, and that part is having good communication with whoever you're spending time with. So if I went on a date with somebody and I am not in a place that I want to date long term, in other words, this is how I am. I mean, that's how literally I am. Then when I always say I'm casually dating or I'm just into casually dating, I don't want anything serious. If I didn't bring that up, then I always do, but if I don't bring it up, then a woman has to bring it up if she wants a long-term relationship. You know, if we were to go out on a date and you said to me, hey, I'd like to find, you know, someone that I can get close to and get to learn, and I'm looking for a serious relationship, I'd say, okay, well, I'm not, and there you go, end of problem. It's not a problem anymore. You don't have to worry about getting too close to me. I don't have to worry about hurting your feelings. We're done right there. Where the problem is either when the guy says that he's wants a serious relationship when he doesn't, or when a woman says, I'm okay with casual, but then she develops feelings and is mad at the guy because he doesn't feel the same way. So it's just, you've got to be honest with each other. And the only way you can kind of clarify that is to, if you want a long-term relationship and you want something serious, you got to slow down how long it takes for you to fool around. So if you're dating a guy and you go on a few dates with him and you realize that this is someone you really want to be with, you need to make it clear to him. And again, it doesn't mean he's necessarily going to tell you the truth, but you have to screen him and get to know him a little bit to see if you can at least judge that. And if you're not sure that he's being genuine with you, make him wait a little bit. A playboy is not going to wait around. A playboy is not going to date you for a month, you know, and go on 5, 6, 7, 8 dates to see if he can finally get lucky with you. He's going to get bored and he's going to go off to somebody else that's easier to conquer, so to speak. But a guy that would like a long-term relationship, he will wait. You know, as far as beyond that, the rest of the advice I can give is kind of on a slant because I'm not into long-term relationships and I don't think they really work for most men, because women tend to change their minds very quickly. But if you still have feelings behind you being with a guy in that manner, then I'd say that there are guys out there for you. You're just going to have to hunt for it, because with the ease of which guys can be with women in many cases, they're going to take advantage of that. Let me read a little more here, and then we're done. Men can separate that. He can screw it. Okay. So men can separate the bedroom and feelings. He can screw it without feeling a single thing. That is true. Women like so many things about a man, and the whole package is what's wrapped up in her attraction to him. So we think if we give him the bedroom and be the perfect woman, he can grow feelings. No, that does not work. Women will not change a guy's mind just with the bedroom and treating him well. That doesn't work. But that's why good women chase after the bad boys, because they're hard to catch and they're elusive and they're adventurous and outgoing, and taming the cat can be kind of exciting for women. But they think once they have him tamed, then they'll be happy. But the truth of it is, one of two things happens. Either you can't tame him and he frustrates you, but you still continue to have feelings for him, or you do tame him and he's tamed and now he falls into the nice boring guy category, and usually you get bored with him. That's why women chase after the bad boys. So no, you can't give him the bedroom and be a perfect woman. He'll grow feelings. It doesn't happen like that. She says, what we end up with is women who are messed up and confused, very much so, and men who get annoyed because women always get attached and don't listen to their words. Exactly. Again, if I say, hey, I'm into casual, and you say, okay, and we fool around for a couple months, and all of a sudden you say, hey, I love you, let's go long term, and I say, I don't do that, and you're angry, that's on you, not me. I told you how it was. So she says, so why don't men rather sleep with women they could use or could see a relationship with? Even if it doesn't work, it will be much less bang and leave, or it's casual, but men are the more valuable one. I'm not saying men must be monks, and there must always be many women who want to sleep around. I'm not saying to be like virgins, but what is the solution here? I apologize for the insane length of this, but I want to feel appreciated and respected, and women to better see how amazing men are. Regards. So the thing is that, you go back and you say that, yes, men can separate emotion and fooling around. And why wouldn't men rather be with a woman they could see a relationship with? Well, they would. I mean, you ask me how many relationships have I been in where I wanted a relationship? There's lots of them. There are lots of them. And I treated her well, and I did great things for her. And I mean, I've been married, so of course I wanted a relationship. But the problem is that those guys, the men that do want relationships, either a couple things happen. Number one, they get burned too many times and they say, that's it, I'm out, no more. I can't do this anymore. Or number two, they say, this is what I want. But women tend to have either had too much fun in their 20s and their emotional receptors are burned out, and they can't bond with a guy, and then all of a sudden they get bored and they ditch him and they go out to have their fun, or they lie, or they cheat on him, they step out on him. And then that guy becomes one more burn on his list of times being burned, and eventually he doesn't want to be a part of that anymore. So, you know, it's the thing is that it looks like, for me, it sounds like this guy got hurt pretty bad. And you wanted to be with him, and he never forgave you for it. And so now you're a little bit confused because that you think that you don't understand that why guys would rather be with somebody that they don't want a relationship. And why do they sleep, you know, you're questioning here is why. So why don't men rather sleep with women they could see a relationship with? Well, they could, but that doesn't include all men, you know, because men can separate the emotion from the fun. And so a guy's going to have fun if he can. And I think in this case, you found a guy that maybe did feel for you and he did like you, but you burnt him so bad that he decided to cut off his feelings for you, but he still enjoyed your company and still enjoyed the fun he was having with you in the bedroom. So he kept you around. But he's not going to ever be long-term. There are guys out there that will still, you know, be with you both in the bedroom and as a date. But it's not this guy. You know, this one, he's just not interested anymore. And when that happens, you have two choices. And this relates to all relationships that you can have with somebody. You can either say, I forgive you, but you have to really forgive them. You can't just say that. You have to really forgive them and then move on, period. Or you cannot forgive them, and you need to end the relationship, because otherwise neither one of you are going anywhere. In this case, it sounds like I think you're putting a little bit too much weight in this guy, like all guys are like him. They're not. It's just he feels that you did something so hurtful to him that he can't forgive you, and he's also not willing to move on because he's still enjoying his time with you. So now it's up to you. Now, do you feel that he will forgive you? And if not, but you don't like him holding it over your head, and he's never going to be the guy that you want him to be, now it's your turn to move on. That's just how life works. Guys, if you want to submit some questions to me, you can reach me on my About page on my YouTube page. Just go to the About section, and there'll be a link there to my my webpage. Make sure to put in the subject advice, and that way it'll separate it from all the other emails that I get, and I can pop it out. As always, I'll keep the name anonymous, or if you sign it like frustrated or whatever, I'll just read that as your sign off. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. Thank you for those that have. And as always, like, comment, share. That's the best way to take care of it. And go check out some of my older videos. That's another really great way to keep the channel going, as all of them are not timely. I mean, they're all the same as if I did them yesterday. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, if you can't forgive someone or they can't forgive you, that's it. The relationship's over. It's time to move on. But if you can truly forgive each other, there might be a chance. Thank you.